Good day, friends. You're listening to Coffee Chat on WKXL 1450 AM and 103.9 FM, your hometown radio celebrating Concord and the Capital Region. I'm Doris Ballard. Well, we have a returning guest. I'm thrilled to have Diane Durkin return here on the program. She is Miss New Hampshire Senior America, and she's competing in Atlantic City next week, October 6th and 7th. So we send all kinds of positive good wishes with you, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, I have you back because you touched upon something when you were here on the program to talk about your competition that's upcoming as Miss New Hampshire Senior America. And you touched upon something that really struck a chord with me. It's changed your life, too. 12 ways to live to 100. And we just squeaked a little bit of that in. But I said, you got to come back and share this with us because it comes from personal passion of yours, right?
Exactly.
Right. So you don't look as good as you do, and this is radio. People can't see, but I'm going to send you to her website, which she owns. Her business is loyaltyfactor.com, right? That's yes. How I got it. Yes. Yeah,
loyaltyfactor.com. www.loyaltyfactor.com.
Not only can you see her and how great she looks, but you can hear her because she has a video clip of her presentation because you're a public speaker as well. All right, so 12 ways to live to 100. What prompted you to embark on this this many, many years now of looking into how can we live longer? How can I... You were diagnosed with
I was diagnosed back in 1993 with fibromyalgia, and it's a debilitating disease, primarily hitting women, and women who are diagnosed with it don't normally lead a normal life. I was told I probably would never be able to work an 8-hour day. I would have to give up skiing, tennis, golf, all of the things that I loved. And I said, this isn't for me. The one medication that they had prescribed, which is for the pain associated with it, I was very allergic to.
Oh, dear.
And so I decided to look at alternative health options. And that's when I really started studying alternative health options. What could you do? Nutrients, supplements, acupuncture, Reiki, cranial sacral treatments, all of those types of things. And so I just kept reading and reading and reading. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've read a lot of stuff, and then I decided that right now the people that are born today can actually live until they're about 100 or 125 years old.
And we're talking about living with a good quality of life.
Exactly, with a good quality of life. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of taking care of yourself, making sure you watch your environment, because there's a lot of stuff in our environment that can cause disease. And so... just being aware of those things. And I also have two aging parents. And in the process of dealing with their health, I've learned a lot more about Alzheimer's, memory impairment issues, and some of the things that you can do to help in those areas. And so I started putting this together, and as a motivational speaker and somebody that really wants to share information with others, I put this 12 ways to live to your 100. I mean, it's not all inclusive, but right. And much of it is stuff we've all heard before, but then there's some statistics to back it up. And so I just kept researching and researching to get more and more statistics. And even this morning, I came up with some new things talking about why men don't live as long as women and what men need to do in order to live longer and have a healthier lifestyle. And some of it we'll talk about with my 12 ways. But that's how it all started.
Absolutely. Well, and so how are you feeling today?
I feel terrific.
Right.
I mean, I work 12, 14-hour days. It's amazing.
In your own business.
In my own business. I'm taking care of two aging parents. I play golf on a regular basis. You know, I won in the last 6 years, I won club champion at my club 4 times. So I don't play tennis anymore, although in the winter I think I'm going to start again. I do still ski. I have no pain associated with the fibromyalgia. I have doctors who have told me, you're amazing, you know, the way you've been able to do this. And it's all part of the diet It's part of exercise, nutrition, and just really taking good care of yourself.
What does attitude come into play?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Attitude is huge. And I always say it's that persistence that I'm not going to let get this down. You know, when I was diagnosed in 1993, I could have crawled up in the couch right. And I said, no, I'm not going to let, I'm too young. There's too much I want to accomplish in this life. There's too much I have to offer. And I wanted to do that. And that's really, it's all about, you know, the last time I was here, we talked about my philosophy of life. And my philosophy is no matter what you do in this world, make a huge difference by being the absolute best that you can be and helping others be the absolute best that they can be. And that's what I feel I'm doing with the 12 ways to live to your 100 and keeping people educated on health and wellness. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the other day I was at a lunch and somebody had mentioned something and I said, well, have you tried such and such? And they said, no. And I said, well, let me tell you a little bit about it. And I just feel like no matter where I am, this is something that I can really offer people. And not to say that everybody is different, and I really want to stress that. And what works for one person may not right. necessarily work for another. But the reality of the situation is that if we practice certain major things, we can have a longer, healthier life.
Now, I know I want to talk about every aspect of every single one of them in greater detail. But you are again say you're not a doctor, but what it worked for you.
Exactly.
It works for you. So if you can inspire others to maybe do what you did, it can help with their quality, improve their quality of life as well.
Exactly. Right. And there's certain things we'll talk about here today. Mm-hmm. For example, diabetes. I mean, diabetes is one of this fastest growing diseases for young as well as
because
old.
Because of the obesity rates are increasing tremendously. But yeah. what we're eating, the choices we're making.
Exactly. It's what we're eating and the choices we're making. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just yesterday, my mother has diabetes very bad. I mean, her sugar levels were 519 yesterday, uh-huh. which is outrageous. And you can't sustain that. And when I talked to the facility that she's at, I said, wait a minute. You know, how much bread did she eat today? What you got to get on that low-carb diet. Low carbs will really help the diabetes situation. And people are starting to recognize that.
We're also realizing, too, that there are a lot of processed foods and a lot of people have allergies they're not aware of,
right.
like gluten. More and more people are trying to eat gluten-free and,
right.
You know, they're concentrating more on whole wheat flour. And so instead of white bread, you have whole wheat bread. And so there's a reason
yeah.
why people are in nutrition are telling
exactly.
us to go in that route.
Well, I often tell people I'm allergic to the world because there's very little that I can eat. I mean, gluten is one thing. For me, sugars is another. Citrus is another. Fruits and vegetables. I
eat
lots of
the acid in the fruit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what happens is fruit has a lot of sugar in it, and people don't realize that it's almost, for some people, it's like eating a candy bar. And for me, what it does is it increases the candida in my body. So I'm like a yeast factory. If I eat too much fruit, I just produce yeast in my body. Now, that's just me, but these are things that people need to be aware of. Well, how do you feel after you eat something?
Right.
You know your body better than anybody else does. You know, if you get all stuffed up after eating ice cream, you're probably allergic to dairy.
Right.
And that's another big item that a lot of people are allergic to. You know, we give babies a lot of milk, milk, mm-hmm. milk, and sometimes we can overdose them on milk, so then in later years they become allergic to it. So it's all, it's balance. I remember my dad was, and he's very healthy at 86. I mean, mm-hmm. he's quite healthy, but he always used to say, everything in moderation.
It's a very wise approach.
Exactly.
It's about balance in everything we do.
Exactly.
All right. I want to talk a little bit for those who were not, who did not hear you with the first interview, and you were here mostly to talk about the competition for the Miss Senior America, which is coming up again. I have to say, in Atlantic City, October 6th and 7th. And you were here, but you also talked about your business. I want to talk about that again a little, because it kind of sets the tone for how busy you are and okay. how productive you are. So tell us about Loyalty Factor LLC.
Loyalty Factor is a specialized consulting and training company, and we specialize in building employee loyalty, customer loyalty, and brand loyalty. So we have a consulting division, and then we have a training division. On the consulting side, we deal with anything that has to do with major change. It could be a merger and acquisition, a company that is repositioning itself for growth, another company that may be having some main challenges right now. We've done also a company that was preparing to set themselves up for sale. So any of those kinds of things. And we go in and we consult with them. We have a number of very large contracts right now with some major corporations. So I am on the road a whole lot. I travel every other week right now. And I leave, you know, Monday and I come back on Friday. So it's – and when I'm on the road – I start, because these are manufacturing facilities that we're working with right now, I start usually at 5:30 in the morning. I leave my hotel room somewhere around 5:30 to get there for third shift, make sure I get third shift, first shift, second shift. And I, the other day when I got back to my hotel room at 11 o'clock at night. So my schedule is crazy when I'm on the road. And then when I get back, you know, I've got all of the normal things of life, right, of having to deal with, plus two elder parents.
How do you find balance? I mean, how do you learn from your own 12 points here to live to 100 when you are working 14-hour days?
Well, one of the things I do is every night, no matter what time it is, when I get back to my hotel room, I take a hot bath. And I just sit there and soak and just veg out, so to speak, for 30 to 35 minutes. And it doesn't matter if it's 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, whatever. I mean, when I'm home, most people know don't call Diane after 10 p.m. because she's doing her hot bath, and then I'm in bed by 10:30. But it's a ritual that I have gotten into. The other thing I do is I exercise in the morning to relieve some of the stress. I either do yoga, tai chi, aerobics, walk, some type of exercise every day. That, for me, is a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, about once a month, I treat myself to a massage. And just...
That's good.
Yeah, you really need to do that. Sure. You really need to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then I make sure that on the weekends that I take at least an afternoon off to go play golf or go play tennis or whatever, just to do other things.
That's great. Well, we're going to be right back with Diane Durkin. She is the owner of Loyalty Factor LLC. She is also our Miss New Hampshire Senior America, and she's competing in the Atlantic City next week for the next step up there. And but she's here today to talk about her approach to life. She wants to share with others, and it made a difference in her life. It helped her get beyond her early diagnosis of fibromyalgia. In 93, 12 ways to live to 100. Stay tuned. We're going to start with number one when we come back. Welcome back. This is Coffee Chat. I'm Doris Ballard. Diane Durkin is with us this morning. As promised, she has returned to talk about those 12 ways to live to 100 that she has developed this approach, this theory of how to live longer and healthier, and from firsthand experience. And I love that people like Diane want to share it with others. And hopefully, if we can touch upon one person to make a difference this morning, including myself, then she'll have once again impacted another life. Okay, Diane, number one, run, walk through your life.
Exactly. Okay.
Is that, I mean, should we take that literally, right? We should run or walk every chance we can.
Exactly. You know, and make sure you climb those stairs as opposed to taking the elevator. And we've all heard this, but what's interesting about it is in August of 2008, the Archives of Internal Medicine published an article that said exercise is essential to keeping the body strong and supple, boosting the blood supply to the brain, and maintaining bone density, as well as controlling stress and anxiety. And I know women particularly have bone density issues, And by just exercising and walking, it really does increase your bone density. We'll talk about vitamin D later on, right, which is also another thing that you can do to increase that bone density. But it's extremely important. And 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise. Now, you can walk, you can run, you can swim. There's a lot of these elder swim, YWCA, the YMCA offer swim classes, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. It's wonderful exercise to get out there. And another one is dancing. And I have to tell you, as part of Senior America, we have this cameo club. And we have a gentleman that goes around with us. He's 89 years old. And he still drives. He still has his own home. I mean, all of these things. And he is one of our dancers. He does ballroom dancing. And every single time I ask him, I say, "Hap, what keeps you so young?" And he says, "Dancing 3 times a week."
Wow.
And he still does it to this day. He's 89.
That's great. Well, I'm going to put a plug in for our friends over at Let's Dance Studio here in Concord, because Michelle was on, Johnson was on my program, and they have free ballroom dancing every Thursday night. You just show up, and some people get all dressed up, and others just go in their jeans, but to just dance to the music, and it's all free. So there you have one example of what people can do, and dancing. And there's not that many opportunities for us to dance anymore.
Right,
you know.
And people love to dress up, so it's wonderful if you can dress up a little and feel good about it.
And the other thing you mentioned is walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator if you are able to. And walk, maybe park a little further away. I've been trying to do that a little more. Let's not try to find the place that's closest. I'll put in a plug for Main Street Concord. Some people complain, "Oh, we can't park in front of the store all the time." Well, you know what? Go to the parking garage and walk all over downtown and do some window shopping while you're going to your favorite store. Just I'm trying to supplement here,
exactly.
Diane.
Exactly. You're doing a
supplement.
Great job.
Okay. It doesn't mean I'm doing it, though. That's the thing.
Yep.
All right. Number two is so important, I think. Daily brain training. It's so easy when our memories start. And I understand that our memories start to falter as we get older because our brains are full.
Exactly. Exactly. And what we need to learn how to do is get rid of the stuff that we don't need and keep the stuff that we do need. But we also, the brain, and people need to understand this, is just another organ of the body. And like all the other organs, it needs to be exercised on a regular basis. And there's great things that we can do to exercise the brain and keep it going. Learning a new language. Playing an instrument or learning new music. The puzzles, the crossword puzzles. Sudoku.
Good enough. Everybody says it differently.
Right. Discussion groups on books, book clubs. You know, read a book, have a discussion group. Read the paper every single day. Study a new religion or, you know, read stuff about religions, those kinds of things. Anything that can stimulate your brain. Learn something new. You know, if you haven't knitted before, learn to knit. If you haven't played...
Learn a musical instrument is something that you suggest, too.
Exactly.
And that brings in the element of music, and music can be so, you know, rewarding. It's such a great therapy to, you know, get away from the daily struggles and listen to music that you might even be playing. It might not be that great at the beginning, but learning a new instrument. And one thought I had is to for people to, especially seniors, to be involved with OLLI, which is Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and that's at Granite State College, and they have classes that you can take. You don't even, you know, have to study or anything, just to challenge yourself and keep that brain functioning well.
Yeah, one of my parents' best friends is 95 years old. She owns her own home. She drives everywhere. And one of the things that she does is she attends at least one class every semester at the local community college just to learn something new. Or she goes to the free classes that are held at the senior center. But it's always learning and growing. And she just keeps herself, her brain going that way. And it's amazing how astute she is.
And it's good for all ages.
Oh.
I mean, you don't have to be a senior to want to improve your brain function. Just good for all ages to learn something new, to be in social. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with Diane Durkin. And number three is food. So we'll talk about food when we come back. Diane Durkin is with us. This is Coffee Chat, and she has returned. She is going to be competing in the Miss Senior America competition at Atlantic City, and it is 2 weeks from now. I kept saying the date is next week, but it's 2 weeks from now, October 6th and 7th. But she's here today to share with us her her approach to living life healthier, and her approach is using 12 ways to live to 100. Well, she's not 100 yet, but no. She looks like she's 40. And I know she's not, because she's Miss Senior America, Miss Senior New Hampshire, right?
Right.
So, but she looks amazing. All right. It started with, for those who were just tuning in 1993, you were diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and then you started looking at ways to improve your health, and you want to share this with people. Number three is food. We've already talked about daily brain training and run walking through your life. Now, food is so crucial.
The
choices that we make. Talk about that, Diane. Right.
Well, there's some good news in this, in that some substances have actually been found to stop the aging process, and red wine is one of those.
That's
so,
very good news. But we again, in moderation.
Exactly. Other foods are blueberries, raspberries, cranberries. Blueberries particularly, I don't exactly know what they have in them, but they've been known to stop the aging process. They discourage the inflammation in the body and help prevent cardiovascular disease, arthritis, cancer, and so many other things. Other foods are nuts, walnuts, and almonds. Mm. Those are really, really good for you. They have the fish oil. The almonds have, of course, the protein in them. Some of you out there may love peanut butter. I'd like to encourage you to move away from peanut butter and go to almond butter. Almond butter has a lot more protein in it. It's a lot more nutritious for you and less fat. Although it still has fat in it, but it's the good stuff. Some people will say, what about cashew butter? Cashews have even more fat than the almonds do. So that's why I don't necessarily encourage.
Almonds and walnuts seem to be the one.
Exactly.
And again, not to sit there with hands full and just gouge yourself. Just,
right.
You know, they have these little 100-calorie packs that are just perfect, and I'll try to have one of those a day.
Right.
You know, just to get some nuts in.
Yeah, and if you have those 3 o'clock blues, it's a perfect example of something to take. Almonds. It has just enough protein of it to give you that oomph.
And plain almonds, not with all the those coatings on that they have
exactly.
now.
Right? I mean, the chocolate-covered ones are delicious.
They are, I know.
But we really want the plain almonds. Now, the other types of things are strawberries, pomegranate juice. We've heard about green tea. Sweet potatoes versus white potatoes, particularly if you have muscle issues, arthritis issues, sweet potatoes. Potatoes are not good for you. For anybody with the arthritis, it's all the nightshades that are really bad. Mushrooms, eggplant, potatoes, tomatoes, those are nightshades. And they have.
And what do you mean by nightshades?
Well, they're usually under the ground type.
I see.
Although, but these have a lot of acid in them, and those types of things. And they, particularly if you're If you're a woman, if you've got fibromyalgia, stay away from them. If you are highly arthritic, those can also affect you. Mm-hmm. I, for example, if I pick up a tomato in the store, my hands will stiffen up. That's how allergic I am to tomatoes.
Really?
And so when I go to the store, if I'm doing any kind of entertaining, for example, I will have somebody else pick up the tomatoes and put them in a bag for me.
You discovered this by trial and error.
Exactly. Right? And when I go home and if I'm making a salad, I will ask somebody else to slice the tomatoes for the salad.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of food, going on to number four, flaxseed, fish, and other omega-3 fatty acids. You're saying that... And you're not alone in saying this. Doctors are saying it. They're all nutritionists are saying that to have fish, include fish in your diet every week.
Exactly.
Certain fish.
Yes. The omega-3 fatty acids are really great for the heart, the brain, the joints, and the skin. And most people, it will limit the development of plaque in the brain, so our brains will stay fresher longer. And that, you know, and the plaque in the brain is all associated with Alzheimer's disease. So good foods are fish, particularly salmon and herring, flax seeds, and walnuts.
Again, the walnuts.
Exactly. Right. Those are great. Now, I encourage people to stay away from swordfish. It has a lot of mercury in it. Mercury is not great.
There has been a lot in the news lately about not, you know, taking it easy on some certain types of fish.
Right, right.
Because of the mercury levels.
Yeah, but the salmons, the herrings, mm-hmm. halibut is still a very good fresh fish that we can get a lot of here at a very reasonable mm-hmm. price. Salmon can oftentimes become expensive.
And that's the other thing. People in this economy, it is tougher for people right. on a budget to go out and get salmon and nuts. It can be pricey.
Right. But if you sort of limit and don't get the junk food like the potato chips and the corn chips and those things. It's amazing if you get the healthy stuff. I actually think I spend less money on food than I did when I was eating all the junk. And it really helps. Now, on the salmon, I have to be very careful here, though. You don't want to get the farm-raised salmon.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you spend more, when you get the fresh.
The fresh salmon, yeah. The Atlantic salmon. Mm-hmm. There's now some Norwegian salmon that some of those markets are bringing in that is not farm-raised. Because the farm-raised, they basically breed on junk that's on
the
bottom
of the ocean.
It's not a healthy. And in many times, they often inject them. Salmon to get the pink flavor.
To get that color.
Color, exactly. And they inject them with hormones, which is not good for us.
And there we go again with processed types food,
exactly.
type foods.
Exactly.
Read what's on the package, too. All right, turn to turmeric.
Turmeric, it's a spice. And it has been known to really help our cognitive abilities. It shows the inflammation, once again, of the plaque in the brain and improving learning and memory. Now, what is really interesting about Alzheimer's disease is that it is very rare in India, where curry is frequently consumed, more than in any other cultures. And turmeric is, in fact, that. Mm-hmm. And you can buy turmeric in a health food store. Yeah, and in fact, I think CVS even has turmeric tablets at this point. So you can buy turmeric. The one caution I do have with turmeric is that it can be upsetting to the digestive system.
Really?
So you need to monitor that. And if it is, you can get curcumin, C-U-C-U-M-U-N, and I may not be saying it properly, but that is another form of turmeric, and it is gentler to the digestive system. So those are the two things. If you really want to help your brain, and what I thought was so interesting was the lack of or the rarity of Alzheimer's disease mm-hmm. in India.
So you found all this in your research, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. For those who are just tuning in, Diane Durkin is with us. She is the owner of Loyalty Factor LLC, loyaltyfactor.com. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker. And she also, but she's not a nutritionist and not a doctor. And you want people to know that. You're expressing your approach to diet and life and living, helping you to live a better life and live longer. And you want to share that with others because it's helped you to overcome what could have been really a life struggle with fibromyalgia that you discovered in 1993.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's helped you a lot. And you want to help others. So I just want to, she just, right, you just want to let people know that, right?
And I've talked to a lot of nutritionists, mm-hmm. and I visit nutritionists and so forth. So, and they support.
Right, absolutely. And what you're saying is everything that I have read on and heard as well. So just reminding us all.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here we go back to the food again. Cut calories. That's a no-brainer. Exercise more, cut calories.
Yeah.
How much, though, to have a, you know, how much can we give up, Diane?
Well, the sugars are
It's
key.
That sugar.
It's that sugar, right. That processed mm-hmm. sugar.
That's in so much of our food, and we give it to our kids.
I know. And that's what creates the obesity that we have in this country right now. I mean, if we can just cut 300 or 400 calories a day, and that's that little dessert at the end of dinner, if we can just do away with that.
Well, those chips or,
exactly.
You know, but the fast food, I mean, they make it so, companies make it so easy for us to spend. It's a buck.
I know.
You, you spend a buck on a hamburger, you know, in a tough economy. So you have three kids and you spend $6 on lunch.
Yeah.
But then is that the wise way to go, you know?
Well, exactly. And, I have to talk about this a minute because McDonald's, I was never a fast food person, and I had a client one day who said to me, well, let's just grab something to eat because I'm starving, and we were, like, running between Minis, and she wanted to go to McDonald's, and I said, no, Burger King, no, Wendy's, no, and finally we decided on Wendy's, and I had a salad, but McDonald's right now has these new Angus burgers, okay, and I have... For a reasonable price, when I'm rushing around, I drive by McDonald's and I pick up an Angus burger without the roll. And, they've got some cheese on it, which you have to be careful of. I like the cheese and the mushroom one, which is not great for me. But they've got some with lettuce and tomato, and it's good beef. It's the Angus beef, and they're reasonably priced, and so if you're in a rush... But then you've got to get home and supplement that with some vegetables or a salad.
Have
or
a vegetable at least with every dinner.
Exactly. You
know? I know that when I'm in a hurry, I do the opposite. I will take the beef out. I will ask them to have just the lettuce and tomato.
Oh, good for
you. On a roll. So with a light mayo. And apparently that a lot of people do that because they don't find me strange when I do that.
Terrific.
So there are ways. And it's good. Okay. Let the sun shine in. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D is becoming this new miracle drug, so to speak. Even doctors have recognized the importance of vitamin D. And there are blood tests now. The standard blood test that most doctors recommend is a CBC. In addition to the CBC, you can ask, I don't know if vitamin D levels are included in the CBC, but I don't believe they are. But you can ask for a vitamin D test, and you can get that right from the blood to figure out what your vitamin D levels are. It's becoming one of the biggest things to reduce heart disease, cancer. Even Alzheimer's has been known to be reduced by this. And there was a study that came out in June of this year that linked low levels of vitamin D to increased heart attacks. Mm. So this is why doctors are becoming very, very conscious of this. I know I just had a physical and they measured my vitamin D without even asking questions. I asked for it, but we were going to do that anyway, which was great.
So ask for it if your doctor doesn't want to
exactly.
do it. Yep. Well, here's the tough one, attack anxiety. And this is where you say what helps you is that hot bath at night, the yoga, tai chi, and aerobics, and walking. So anxiety just is part of our lives today. It seems more than ever.
More than ever. Mm-hmm. It's the fast pace. It's the anxieties. And we've got to balance it, and we've got to manage it. And I would encourage the men in the audience particularly to think about this, because it has been found that obviously men don't live long as women, and a lot of it has to do with the stress of anxiety in their lives. But there was a study done by Purdue University of 1,600 men between the ages of 43 and 91. After 12 years, researchers found that those individuals who worried too much and reacted to stress negatively, half of them were still alive. Whereas the individuals that managed their stress, 80% of them were alive. So huge, huge difference of people that can just take some time out, manage their stress, however it is, whether it be simply taking a bath, getting a massage, going hitting a golf ball, a softball. You know, there's a lot of adult teams that are being set up right now, of softball teams, these kinds of things, so that people can get out there and get some exercise to relieve the stress levels.
Well, I'm going to jump to number 10. I'm going to hold off on number 9, which is work for a living, because that seems contradictory to just what we're saying, but that means we're working too much. I want to go to Friends for Life, because that just seems to fall right into what you were saying about how women seem to be more connected to having a social friendships than men.
Exactly. Women have traditionally been known to set up social networks, and whereas men sometimes go into social isolation, and that can cause a lot of stress, a lot of health problems, and even death in some cases. People that are very lonely tend to die earlier than either men or women who have a lot of friends in life and who get out. Therefore, I'm a real advocate for these senior centers.
Right.
Get out, use them. They have activities, bingo, crossword puzzles, all of the stuff that is good stimulation.
And they offer Tai Chi as well. And,
exactly. Tai Chi, right. Yoga, right. All of those types of things they offer.
And trips. They have tours and trips, and for even affordable for many people who just do not have the wherewithal to.
Exactly.
So check out your local senior activities
center. And some are more active than others, but they're all really good. They have great activities, painting lessons. I mean, talking about learning new things, there's one that offers Spanish lessons right now, another one that's offering French lessons. I know another woman that's taking Italian through her senior center. So, you know, if they have a trip coming up, for example, to Italy, they'll offer some Italian lessons at the front end of that. It's really a great, great option for people to stay socially connected.
And that brings us right into the last two. Don't forget, I still skipped number 9 for a reason. But take time to play and laugh.
Yes.
The last two.
Yes.
11 is take time to play and take time to laugh. So let's talk about the playing first. You alluded to that quite often during our discussions this morning.
It's really important to stop and smell the roses. We all work very, very hard for a living. There's a lot of stress in this world right now. Take vacations. Enjoy some lazy weekends. Just read a book. Play with your children, your grandchildren. You know, continue to build memories. And take pictures. Because it's really important to remember those memories and be able to talk to people about it. It's part of the social part. On the laughing part, it's really interesting. Statistics have shown that 40% more heart attacks take place with people who don't laugh. And what's even more interesting is that children laugh about 22 laughs a day, whereas an adult only laughs 4 a day. That's a huge difference. So, you know, we need to laugh, find ways to laugh, watch funny movies.
Can you remember the last time that we had a belly laugh? I mean, to the point where you laughed so hard you felt great after.
Exactly.
You know? And you say, I haven't laughed this hard in so long, and that we need to do that more.
Exactly.
Get a movie, watch America's Funniest Home Videos, which is my husband's belly laugh moment. Love to hear him laugh when he watches that show.
That's a perfect show.
I know. We'll be right back with the number 9 that I skipped for a reason, and we'll see in a minute. Diane Durkin is with us with her 12 ways to live to 100 from her personal experience. She wants to share her approach to life to maybe have you join her in living a better quality of life. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm Doris Ballard. This is Coffee Chat. Diane Durkin is with us this morning. We have been reviewing her 12 ways to live to 100. And as if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard that she is competing on October 6th and 7th for the Miss Senior America competition. And she is our Miss New Hampshire Senior America. Congratulations to you, Diane, for that.
Thank you.
You are going to represent us very well. You're doing a speech. That's how you won. And but you do motivational speaking. But you are this approach to life, living your healthier life that help us live longer. And with a good quality of life, you can live longer.
Right, but we want to have that quality.
Exactly. Now, the last one I held for a personal reason, I may say, a work for a living. Yeah, you did say that sometimes you work very hard. You work 12, 14-hour days, and like so many people out there. But there is something to be said about having young and old find those goals that keep them getting out of bed every morning.
Exactly. Everybody, it doesn't matter what age they are, should have goals and passions that are essential to longevity of life. Young and old, just find goals, keep busy, continue to give themselves a good reason to get out of bed every day. For example, take classes, volunteer work, do whatever it takes to keep yourself young. I say surround yourself with young people, mm-hmm. you know, volunteer at a kindergarten, you know, volunteer at the hospital. Just keep yourself busy and have some goals and know, you know, even if I'm knitting a blanket, I'm going to finish that blanket by such and such a day, such and such a time so mm-hmm. that I can give it to somebody. But just have goals that we can live by. That's what I mean by work for a living. Maintain that positive attitude mm-hmm. and really follow the passions, follow your dreams, and make a real difference.
Right. And volunteering is a win-win, I look at. It's a win-win for the volunteer. It's a win for the ones that you are helping. And sometimes you can feel a lot better about yourself when you see others that are, yes. you know, not as fortunate as we are. So.
Yeah. Just try to put a smile mm-hmm. on other people's faces and it make you feel terrific.
Well, with that, you've put a smile on my face this morning. You always
Great.
Do, right? I hope you'll be back now. We've got a whole business show we need to do, right?
Okay.
Because you've got a lot to offer, and we want to tap into that energy that you have because it's never ending, I swear. Diane Durkin, how can people reach you if they want you to come to give a presentation or a speech or just to find out more about how they can support you with the Miss Senior America competition?
They can call my office at 603-334-3401 or email me at DM like Mary Durkin DURKIN at LoyaltyFactor F like Frank Factor all one word .com.
Okay, or go to loyaltyfactor.com website.
Right? Exactly.
And best of luck to you. We want you to come back after that Atlantic City competition with a new crown.
I will.
Okay. Thank you for tuning into Coffee Chat. Bye now.